Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 451 of the Department of Defense. I'm your host, Casey. Joining me as always is Carlos.
I'm here.
And
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm pretty good, you know. That's pretty good. You know, that's pretty...
Carlos, what have you been up to the past week, my friend?
Let's see. So that was Memorial Day weekend we went into, and then I did something with my back. So, like, I did a workout on Sunday, and then, like, we drank the day before.
Did you step on a crack?
That only hurts your mother's back. It's not your own back.
Well, no, I think at a certain age, it starts to hurt yours.
That's possible. And then actual Memorial Day, we got rained out. So, like, instead of, like, a lot of people coming over, I think we just did some more sabac.
Yeah, we had a sabac tourney on
the day before we did the tourney. And then on Monday, it was you, me, and was it Gordon?
Yep. So,
just played some sabac.
No. Monday was...
No, we did some sabac. There was no money on the pot.
No. Monday was Rick and
Jacqueline. Oh, yeah, it was Rick. Yeah, it was Rick and Jacqueline. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. So, but, like, somehow, I woke up, like, Tuesday or Wednesday, and I was just like, oh, my back is killing me. And so that was my week. It was I got, like, one mace workout in, I think, on Friday, and... I think it was my pain didn't go away. I was just too sore to feel the pain at that point.
Was it from carrying the show on your shoulders, or
maybe? And then there was something. Well, there was something that happened on Saturday.
Nothing some important. Sort of big I don't event. Think.
What were you up to?
Well, we'll ask Matt first.
What have you been up to
the last couple of weeks, man?
Work. Living up north on Madeline
Oh,
Island.
Oh, how's up north going?
Yeah, it's a little stressful. It's cold.
Well, it's up north. I don't.
My bus is a refrigerator at night. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna be missing that refrigerator in about a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, I'm dying down here. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. It's gonna be a TV dinner pretty soon.
TV dinner. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Tin foiled and bacon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've just been working up there. I don't know. Haven't done too much. Nothing's really open up there yet either. So
yeah, we're at the burned down barn. You're on the roof of the burned down barn somehow.
It's a bar, not a barn.
It's a thing. It was something that got burned down.
Yes, I was on cafe. The roof of the semi truck that the kitchen and the bathrooms and the rec cash register in.
That's a semi truck?
Yeah,
it's a semi trailer. Oh, no idea.
Yeah, it's a semi trailer.
I just thought it was a deck.
Nope, that's a semi trailer.
I learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's about that. What else? I went to see the new Planet of the Apes this morning. That was good.
Oh, shit. How was that?
It was good. Definitely set it up for more and more to come, which I'm excited about. But
yeah. Andy Serkis wasn't in it, right?
Nope.
Yeah, because Caesar's dead.
Caesar's dead.
He was directing it, though.
He was killed by Brutus,
or,
I think?
No. I thought he was directing this one.
He probably had some sort of thing, but no, it was Mark Webb, I think his name was.
I think he had a producer credit.
Okay.
Or some sort of CGI thing. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it was a good story. It was fun. I don't know. Still a long way off from the original Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Watching the trailer, I'm like, isn't that just Planet of the Apes? No, it wasn't. So that's good. Yeah.
Well, they were on that spaceship a long time.
Yeah, that's yes.
So they went through a wormhole. Remember?
They did. Yep. But yeah, this is generations later. There isn't a lot of humans left, but there's still some that can talk. So.
Okay, so they're not quite full feral humans
yet.
Yep.
Yep. There's some, but not all. Yeah. What else?
Yeah, I think that's about it, right?
Yeah,
Okay, let's see. Yeah, we did the sabacc tournament on Sunday night, and I won.
Yeah,
which was pretty exciting for me. I had an amazing comeback. I just had to wait for everyone to get drunk enough, and I sharked them. So I slow played a while, and they were just button heads, and I just came in. And
well, the thing
was
like we spent too long playing slow, so like we got to the end of the night, and like it seemed like
I played the right amount of time playing slow. You could have increased the bets at any time, and so could have Gordon.
We were just playing too careful because, like that, when you have $5 at stake.
I mean, yeah. Once there's money on the line, It gets ruthless.
Which is why the next night, when there was no money on the line, I was like, we got to play this fast. And then,
yeah, I think we were done in 45 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it took us like 3 hours.
I think that night it was like we played an hour, and then the first person got out, and then it was like probably 20 minutes until the next person got out, and then it was like 5 minutes after
that. First night, there was only three of us.
No, yeah, but on the Monday night.
Oh, yeah, that Monday. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. So did that, and then... not really a whole lot, just kind of like did the work thing. We got rained out on Monday, had kind of a short week. Man, I know there's something we did this past weekend that I'm forgetting.
It's a bit of a blur for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going to Red Wing for some reason and meeting up with Zach and Brian and Lucy at a couple of bars and then at a fancy hotel.
Oh, somebody got married, didn't
That's
they?
That's right! Oh, that's it.
Zach and Rachel
got married. They got hitched.
Woo!
Congratulations, guys.
We're still recovering.
We are absolutely still recovering. That is why we had that tired bit.
No, that was a good weekend, though.
It was an incredible wedding. They threw one hell of a shindig.
Oh, yeah.
You could have even called it a hootenanny if you wanted to.
It was the right amount of people, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was like, well, we're all in our 30s now. Like, we only invite the close people we know, really. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, it was like an intimate wedding. It felt awesome. Friday night was a lot of fun. The St. James Hotel was really cool. I'd never been inside, so that was really fun. And then the venue was great and peppin'. Couldn't ask for a better spot.
And then the weather ended up being really nice.
Weather. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the. There were giant cat heads because, of course, there were at a Zablosky wedding.
I was surprised. I was not expecting to see just the three giant cat heads show up for the dancing.
Nobody was.
I got to see that group photo. That one's not online yet.
I haven't seen that one yet. Just them holding the cat heads. There's a photo of us kissing Zach. That's really funny. It was just a blast. I don't really have anything else to say other than like congratulations, guys, and you threw one hell of a party.
Yeah.
And probably by now they opened up the presents, so they saw that they have like 30 more can koozies.
I texted him yesterday. And he said, "I was pretty confused at first, but then it dawned on me."
I could have sworn he was gonna get a text, like a fuck you text, like.
Because like so we've had like these 2015 Zablosky hunting
deer camp. Hunting. Or deer hunting,
from like this big thing they did. Like, he had so many of them that he just handed them out for years, and we have like five of them floating around.
People who don't even know Zach have these.
Yeah, like that's Brian had one of those can koozies before. Like, he had one of those can koozies before he ever met Zach.
Yep.
And like, Brian officiated the wedding. So, for this year, printed off 100 ones for Zach and Rachel's wedding. What deer camo, of course. So.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have to.
And I was worried. Like, I had ordered them, and I was like, wait, I have no idea how many people are at this wedding. Like, I hope I didn't underorder. It's like, because I wanted some extra to be left over so that he would have too many can koozies.
Yeah, we almost should have doubled our order.
Yeah.
So he had even more? Because there were still some sitting at the bar.
There weren't many, though. There were, like, maybe five.
Well, and then Carlos was the mayor, and he went and handed them out at the bus line.
No, I didn't hand them out at the bus line.
But then if he also gave them 30, then, I don't know if they need another 100 on top of that. So I think it's okay. Yeah.
I don't know. 130 would be way funnier than 30.
It does sound kind of fun. But they just have an okay amount to hand out instead of, like, an absurd amount to hand out.
Did you just pack it so, like, when they opened it, they explode out or no?
Oh, no, it was packed in there. Like, it was a small box.
Small one and just put in a bunch of balls, and then when they opened it.
The box was a little small.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it was quite that small, but it was the only box we had.
Yeah. The next day, I woke up at, like, 6 o'clock. I crashed at the cabin that Casey was renting, and hangover is hitting. I was like, I have no water. I have nothing to do. I need to just get the fuck out of here. And I started driving at six, and it was It was a rough drive. It was a rough drive.
And I then believe it.
I was out the rest of the day. Like, I on and off again. I'd nap, get up. It was like, okay, back to nap. And then I think I ended up waking up at like 10 o'clock. It's like, oh, I feel okay now. Time to go to sleep. Bedtime.
Yeah, we don't bounce back as quickly as we did 10 years ago.
Yeah, I cleaned my apartment a bunch yesterday, and then I was like, why am I doing this? Just go to bed. And then I didn't. And I went to trivia.
There can't be that much to clean, Matt.
Yeah.
You haven't been in it in a month.
It's all the dirty clothes I've had for 2 weeks and shit like that.
Oh, okay. Just doing organizing. Shit, yeah.
And I didn't clean it that well when I left either. So.
Yeah. I got to see your folks. I haven't seen them in a minute. Yeah. That was fun. Your dad's beard keeps changing, and I love it.
I asked him if he put Rogaine, and he's like, no. I was like, okay, because it seemed darker than usual.
Yeah, it looked like he dyed it.
He's like, nope.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, well, Matt, we have a beer that we chose just for you, and that's the old Pull Tabs and Chandeliers from Component Brewing Company.
It seems weird that it's an IPA for that.
That's kind of what I thought it was going to be something else, but let's see. Not your everyday IPA. We've taken an already bold and hoppy favorite and cashed in on advanced hop innovation, adding pure lupulin oil during the hopping process. These resins and oils with a simpler malt bill mean more intense hop flavor, aroma, and a firm bitterness for this West Coast IPA. In simpler terms, we made it fancy, like champagne in a solo cup, like a tuxedo t-shirt. Pinkies up, aficionados. Also, I don't get it. I don't like.
Is Chandeliers their other IPA? Because it says it's taken from one of their normals.
I don't like. I was trying to figure it out, and I did not. Nope. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm trying to get the joke. Like, I get the pull tabs, and I get the Chandeliers. I get the name. I don't get the style of beer that goes along with the name. I don't get the copy. I feel like they had the name and they needed a beer to slap it on.
Maybe.
See, this I feel like it should just be a light beer. Is what
it's what it should, honestly.
Especially
like,
with the white and everything.
Well, so if you're going to do like, so if I was going to make a Pull Tabs and Chandelier beer, I would do like a light beer, like a cream ale or something like that. And then maybe like do something with like hop it differently, like use some like fancy New Zealand hops or something.
Yeah, makes sense.
Oh, whoa. That is a dank smell right out of the glass.
Yeah, it looks like this was canned March, it looks like.
How many breweries use oils now and stuff like that?
I don't know.
And it's just like using an extract, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Hot, like, it's been a thing for a while.
Yeah.
But now they're calling it out as a cool thing.
Yeah, the hops and the smell really does hit you pretty quickly, but I'm not getting, it's not as strong in the body as I was expecting.
No, there's a nice firm bitterness. But I'm not, I mean, I wish there was a little bit more body.
It almost seems like a fake hop flavor just because of the oil and stuff.
Yeah, there's none of that roundness.
If you wouldn't have said that, I'd like to know what it tastes like before I knew that.
Oh, before the oil, before I read it?
Because it's like it hits you in the mouth and it's just sweet at the end. There's nothing really going on.
Yeah.
Same idea as what Mango Blonde when we started complaining that all changed.
It's like if you did a pull tab, you found out that you won back half the money you put in.
I will say, I have seen Matt get tired of pull tabs.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there.
And then you buy another pull tab?
No.
And get right back in.
No, then I bought pull tabs. Because I saw him getting tired of pull tabs, and I'm like, it's, you know, when you find a kid smoking, so you make him smoke the entire pack. I tried to do that with pull tabs. We ended up with a can koozie.
They just felt so sorry to you. Was it just consolation?
No, Matt just took whatever money we had left and bought a can koozie. It's like, you're fucking done.
Well, then when it gets to that point, it's like, God, I don't want to go put another dollar in the machine. This is boring.
I don't really have, like, it's there, it's fine, it feels like it's missing something.
Yeah.
Like, there's something in the middle of the beer that, like, so you get the hop flavor, the bitterness up front, and then you get the, like, the lighter body of a good, like, West Coast style IPA, but there's no transition.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's the oils or something. Like, there, it just feels like there's something missing.
Yeah, it just comes and goes really quickly.
Like pull tabs.
Yeah. Like Lady Luck, when you win like $5 a pull tab, so you can put more money in. Then
there's
just,
no Lady Luck with pull tabs.
Or you lose it. Well, you lose those $5 pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's only like 5 pull tabs.
There's another 50 after that.
Their other West Coast IPA is called Blaze the Lord.
There's also Haze the Lord, which they put milk sugar in for some goddamn reason. They have Floral Show Dome, Recreation Ale, Mosaic Theory, Roses Sour, Desert Dome. A pierogi pills. See, now that sounds good. I like a good pierogi.
So this has 4 different hops in it?
And they're from Wisconsin. They should just make a spotted cow, like, fake one.
Yeah, and call
it
pull tabs.
So I'm looking at this, like, so this has Columbus, Amarillo, Chinook, Incognito, and Citra.
So Black Stack does have a beer called pull tabs. It's a New England-style hazy. What the actual fuck? Why?
No.
Why are they making these pull tab beers and then making them goddamn new school IPAs?
I don't know.
I don't know if I like this.
That's like going and be like, your grandpappy's beer and making it a fucking milk stout. Like, why?
So, yeah. I guess I could probably give this a number.
Yeah, give it a number. I'm going to be mad about it.
It's not bad, but I don't think there's anything about it that's really good, though. I'm going to give it a 6.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. It's easy to drink and stuff, but it's just like it feels like it's missing something.
I'll give it a 6.5. I think it's well made. It's not my not my cuppa.
Cuppa.
Not my cuppa. There's pull tab archaeology, talking about like pull tabs on beer cans. Which is maybe what they're talking about here. Well, not here, but in the other one. Because here they literally have a pull tab on the can.
Yeah, where you're talking about the tops.
Yeah,
they used to pull off, yeah.
So, like, all right, fine. That one you can put whatever the fuck you want in it. But even then, I'm like, I don't know. Like, maybe like a pre-prohibition Pilsner or like a Kentucky Common. Speaking of Kentucky Common, we went down to Red Wing Brewing on Friday. Man, I really enjoy their beer, but man, their pizza smells so fucking good. Like, if we weren't going to dinner, I would have crushed a pizza. It would have been so good. And then we went to the Barrel House, supposedly the oldest. So they fudged the number. It's the oldest continuously or oldest building that's been continuously related to alcohol in Minnesota.
Okay.
So they call it the oldest bar in Minnesota, but it's really like it started out as like a barrel house and then it was like a couple of liquor stores and then a bar and then a liquor store and then a bar.
Okay.
So like they're fudging the number a little bit.
Maybe it was just zoned alcohol. And like that, they just got zoned alcohol way back in the day, and just that's why it's continuous.
Prohibition was a bummer for them, though.
It was an empty lot.
it was a cool bar, but its vibe didn't seem
the
right.
The vibe was so weird, right?
That was a weird remodel.
It was so weird.
It felt like I should be in Stillwater or something. I don't know.
Like it was trying to be this like upscale dive.
Yep.
And they had hot dogs. Which I appreciate the hot dogs.
Right? Wait. So the bar had hot dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, more bars should have hot dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a super easy thing. You just have like a hot water bath and then you slap a dog on.
Doesn't Minnesota have those rules where if you're a bar, you have to serve at least something, though?
I don't know if Minnesota has that rule.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't want to see a bar have hot dogs, but it has like the rollers for the gas station. I wouldn't want to see that because I would not trust those hot dogs. But I think hot dogs. Bars.
There's a new law that just passed that clarifies the rules.
Oh
no, never mind. That's for alcohol and THC. But there is no state law saying, but there can be city ordinances that force it.
Because, yeah, when I saw hot dogs, I'm like, that definitely sounds like it'd be one of those kind of things.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess in Minnesota, once you start drinking THC, you can't have any more alcohol. They can't serve you any more alcohol. Like that, yeah. Because we overheard a conversation about that at Swinging Bridge. Because they serve THC beverages and alcohol. And they're like, we don't give a shit. Here you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think
I'm like, that sounds terrible.
I think it's also up to the
patron or the owner of the,
or even yeah.
Because
yeah, Modest, I had one, then had beers. That was a while ago now.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the new law or an old law. I don't understand these newfangled laws. I'm an old man who's been podcasting since 2012.
Yeah, I like how they have to make these new laws for weed drinks, but the same people are probably just hitting a fucking pipe out back.
Well, and that's the thing. They're just, on them anyway. They're like, all the brewers have their oneies in the back room. Like.
Yeah, and all those pens that everybody has, they're mostly all weed. And most all the beers are 2.5 to 5%, 5 milligrams or whatever. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, and it's so much.
But.
Yeah, anyway. Too much.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Oh,
you ran over the dog.
Sorry. Oh, poor Lando. Poor Lando.
Carlos, you want to lead us into our discussion topic for the evening?
Yeah. So since we just went to a wedding, and like, there's a lot of wedding traditions. Like, the rings is pretty standard.
You mean like the gymnastic
going
ones?
Down? Yeah, those two. Going down the aisles is that's the thing that
the bowling
people have
ones.
To do. Yeah. Yeah, that and but you know what? I think what are some traditions that don't exist for weddings? But you know, maybe we should start them. Start having these new traditions for weddings. So,
I was thinking,
Casey,
like,
you want to kick us off then?
Like Game of Thrones, where they brought like the bedding and everything, all those fucking things back.
Oh Jesus Christ! We're not bringing back Prima Noctra. I want to go like. Weddings are, you know, it's a black tie affair, right? Normally. Yeah. I have been to a jeans and t-shirt wedding. I've been to a cowboy boots and shorts wedding. But South Dakota, man, crazy things happen. But I think what these weddings are missing are a sense of physicality.
All right.
It's a whole lot of like, you sit and you just wait. I think that every guest and the wedding party needs to play "The Floor Is Lava"
in order to get to their seat.
Even goddamn grandma needs to play "Floor Is Lava" in order to get to her seat. Mm. And if you fall, you have to leave the wedding.
Well, the wedding is called off because the groom was too drunk before.
And really, like, if he loved her enough, he would have made it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
He wouldn't have fallen in the lava.
And they're probably benches like we had at that last wedding. Where stand and they'd probably fall down.
Yep. That's really on the wedding planner at that point. And like you can judge a wedding then based on how hard their lava course is and how much love the couple actually has for each other. Like if there's like a straight bridge right to where people are going to sit, that's a shotgun wedding that doesn't actually matter. Like that thing's going to be over in like 6 months, right? That like before the kid pops out, that wedding's going to be over.
Right.
And they're already 6 months pregnant.
Unless, they fall at the wedding. I'm just saying, maybe.
I'm just saying, I think a level of physicality would be good.
Yeah.
And it'd be a way to, like, everyone could, like, prove their love. And you would have people sacrifice themselves so the bride wouldn't fall in the lava. And if you didn't, you're kind of an asshole. But I would also understand because you don't want to leave the wedding.
So, but would you be leaving the marriage ceremony, or do you not even be able to go to the reception?
No, you have to leave. You have to go home.
What if the bride and groom fall down though? Does the reception still happen?
Of course, the party's paid for.
They can fall down then. I'm just saying.
party's paid for. We're good.
That's on them.
Yeah.
It's on them for not having better planning.
They had more opportunities. They could have had the stuff closer together. They had a lot of opportunities.
They could have practiced.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, they practice for dance every year. They can practice for that.
And you know, like the wedding or like the couples that are really going to make it basically just have an American Ninja Warrior course.
So I get where you're coming from. My idea is, so like growing up watching TV, you see all these weddings on TV, and it's always like they're about to like pronounce you like husband and wife, and then somebody interrupts. And it's like all a dramatic movie, a moment, and like that doesn't happen in real life. However,
I know I was waiting for the point to stand up and be like, "No, I love him."
So, but the thing is, like, it's because like you do that, like that's a shit move to do at a wedding, unless. It's like maybe there needs to be some drama like that on purpose as part of every wedding.
It's written in.
But like, it's
wedding.
Not like that.
I was told not to cause any drama at the wedding.
Well, the thing is, though, I'm saying like you have to actually take it a step further. Like, it's not just you have to take
drama. We got drama.
Way to go, Matt. You're making Lando spill cups now.
I've passed the torch.
But like, you had like some like drama more along the lines of like some Shakespearean drama, like just all of a sudden start hitting. Like there's just like a made for that specific marriage ceremony play starts playing out up on front.
Oh my! Like just a full on play.
Like basically. A
oh hell yeah!
Play.
I'm in for that.
Like you don't want it too long because people gotta get to that reception. To get their drink on, but
that's why you have an intermission.
Like the groom has to fight off Mercutio or something.
Yeah, like Mercutio just shows up and he's interrupting the play, and there's all this Shakespearean speech going on.
Oh my god, an intermission and a merch table too. Little concession stand.
And you get like after it's all over, you're at the reception. You can be talking about like, man, I can't believe that like Mercutio did that. Like that was wild.
That Mercutio.
And like it'd be different for every. You can't have the same.
Well, no, you can't. I think the originality of the play will also determine how long the marriage will last as well.
It's going to definitely determine like their rating because it's going to be officially rated on like wedding.com.
Well, I mean, are we going to like? And I think like it's how close to Broadway is this wedding going to be? Really, mm-hmm. Like that's what we need to know.
Well, you know, I think those theater students like they have to get some pocket money.
There
are somehow.
So many theater students.
Yeah, and you know, it's I think they need something to do in the summers, and I think this
besides
will get them
working
to do.
At Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah, but I think it'd be something to do.
I mean, honestly, with like how much money goes into a wedding and the planning, like. You could probably put it on a decent stage production for that amount.
Well, like, honestly, the theater
especially
kid,
for, like, a one night.
Like, say, cut 200 people out. There you go. You got it.
The theater students. No, well, the thing is, less than that, like, theater students, I think, would work for pretty fucking cheap.
I mean, also, like, maybe.
Free meal and booze at the wedding. There you go.
Well, maybe, like, you take advantage of this. Like, people now, you invite people to your theater production, and then they pay, like. The cover and everything. They pay for the tickets because, like, you know, they have to come see your play, right?
And they have to come to your wedding.
And the same people who are going to go, like, are forced to go to your play are the ones that are going to show up to your wedding.
Yep.
And then you spring the wedding on them, and bam, you just got all your guests to pay for your wedding.
No, you don't want to have a surprise wedding. You want to have...
It's not a surprise wedding. It's a happenstance wedding.
Because I think that would be a different tradition would be surprise weddings. This tradition that we're talking about is a wedding that during the ceremony just happens to have a play take place.
Okay.
And I think the expensive part is actually going to be paying the playwright. The playwright. It.
Just like we had that like weird flash mob trend in like the mid early 2000s. Now we just have flash weddings.
Yeah. I mean, talking about cheap venues, they're gone before anybody can stop them.
And then the wedding reception is just a pub crawl.
Oh, yeah.
Bartenders would hate that.
But it would be a cheap wedding.
That's true. Grandma would get lost.
That's on grandma.
That's on grandma.
Damn it, grandma.
Damn fault.
She shows up to the wrong wedding. The wrong flash wedding.
Lando, I know you like flash weddings. You're very excited, but you can't. You'd have to be a giant head cutout.
So, yes. Matt, you got any traditions you think that should be started at weddings?
No. I'm trying to rack my brain. I'm like, what?
Matt's like, I just like traditional weddings. Yeah, you know, like normal, it. Cheap beer, pull tabs.
Yeah, I just don't like big weddings. I think that should just be a thing. Just no big weddings.
What's the cutoff?
Cap them all at 150.
So I think like that's a really good idea.
Right.
But I think you have a true cutoff of you have 100 who are invited, and then you have 100 that you want to come.
Yep.
But they have to fight, like, but only 50 of them are allowed. Or, and they have to figure it out amongst themselves.
Right. Or maybe what
it's
you
a
do
reality
is.
Series right there.
I would watch that so hard.
Or maybe your invite list is 250 people and they show up. Then you have, like, Squid Game stuff type shit happen. And it gets slowly get whittled down to a smaller crowd for the actual ceremony.
How much do you think you would have to pay Jeff Probst to do a Survivor wedding and, like, vote people out of your wedding party?
I'm gonna be honest, it'd be a lot of money.
It would be so worth it.
The most expensive wedding ever.
Wrong. Royal weddings exist, and they use country GDPs as their.
Yeah, that's not. They're playing with play money. Like the money means nothing to them.
Yeah, so like normalizing like a color scheme too, like what we did for like Rachel had, where he didn't have to go to fucking Men's Warehouse and rent a tux or something.
You went to Men's Warehouse.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like rent something and we're
no, yeah. Play. Like, I completely misread that text and I had a navy suit picked out.
It did look great.
It would have looked great. No, and then I sent Zach a text and he's like, that looks like a navy suit. And I'm like, oh no!
That's because what he's wearing. Yeah, that wouldn't work. But yeah, because I didn't know what to expect when all the pictures came out. I'm like, God, we do all look like part of the grooms. It worked out perfect.
Yeah, no, it like there was definitely like a vibe with our color scheme. Your vest was popping though. I tell you what,
I like the picture of me. I don't remember what the short guy's name was, but there's a picture of the group and he was too short to, so I fucking lifted him up. You can see him like.
Yeah.
So if there was one that Casey brought up in the car, though, of a wedding tradition.
We're not.
He decided not to. He decided against it.
We're not bringing back duels.
Duels at a wedding duel. Every wedding has a duel that takes place.
Okay.
To the death.
But who's dueling?
Oh, not the people that are, not the bride and the groom. Anybody else is fair
it's
game.
It's just like entertainment for everybody.
Yeah. It's to the death, though.
So it's like a gladiator situation?
Kind of. Yeah. Except it's more of a satiator.
It's kind of like that movie, Two Weddings and a Funeral, except it's going to be one wedding followed by one funeral.
Yeah, okay.
Unless there's two funerals, if they both die.
I mean, one could have some of their wounds.
So does that mean every wedding has a pyre then, too, that we put the body on?
Actually, I like the better. You skip the funeral.
I mean, so I had a different idea that would have solved that problem, too. So, like, my idea was, you put a goat in a person in a Mortal Kombat situation, and then you eat whichever one dies. And like, we'll be honest, like 999 times out of 1,000, you're gonna eat the goat.
Yeah, but
sometimes you're gonna eat Gary.
He trips and falls on the stake that the goat's tied to.
And you're like, damn it, Gary. We're having long pig tonight.
He trips and his eye just goes fucking through it. Oh God.
And everybody's like a little disappointed, but also like a little curious.
Oh, that's the excitement.
But it would happen just enough to be a problem.
Yeah. There have been 5 cannibal weddings this summer.
Honestly, overall, not that bad. Summer's the busy season. How many weddings are there every summer?
Yeah, if they talk about that on the TV, we had 5 cannibal weddings this summer. And it's like, you know, that's not that bad, numbers-wise.
It's a version of the purge.
How many weddings do you guys think there are in the U.S. every year?
20,000.
No.
12,000.
Nope.
More or less.
Way more.
113,000. 2,000.
2 million.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
So if there's only 5 cannibal weddings.
That's not bad. Yeah.
That's only a 1 in a million chance.
Is that the entire,
of going to one.
Entire year or just summer?
That's the entire year.
Okay.
It breaks down to 5,000 weddings every day.
Jesus.
That's a lot of weddings.
The average wedding in the U.S. costs over $30,000 in 2022.
Is that also including like your Vegas drive up wedding and everything too?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. It's I suppose it
just goes by marriage license or something.
Yeah, yeah. I just Googled wedding statistics. Yeah.
How many of those 2 million every year last?
Oh man, like if you're gonna get married though, go to Chile. They're at the average cost of a wedding there is only $7,500.
And then if you spent that $30,000, there'd be a millionaire wedding there.
Oh, it'd be huge. Well, and you're going to because destination, the
look
whole
up,
thing.
Look up how many divorces there are a year.
Well.
On average.
That's just sad.
No.
Okay.
It's an interesting statistic.
Oh, honestly, not as many as you would think. 674,000 in 2022. Mm-hmm. Versus the 2 million marriages.
Yeah,
that's not bad. That means the rest of them are dying.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel better though? That the other three quarters are dying.
What do you mean they're dying?
They're not getting divorced. What do you think they're doing?
Staying married.
And dying.
That's just people. That's not relationships. Like, those aren't the option. Every year you have to get married, divorced, or die. You have to do one of the three every year. There's no standing still for this shark.
No. You only have to worry about the dying or getting
divorced. Just call you the Mako.
If you got married. And just statistically, you know, the numbers line up that way.
That's not how statistics work.
You know, statistically, I would beg to differ.
No, you can't just add that and then say, I beg to differ.
I beg to differ.
No, that's not how words work.
Today they do.
Just shake your head on a fucking audio medium.
Casey, 100% of all marriages either end in death or divorce, right?
You could just say 100% of marriages end.
Yeah, you could, but then that's no fun. That's not a fun statistic. Nobody, that's not a fun one.
Neither is what you're saying.
It's a little bit more fun.
that's not entirely true.
Because if you play the statistic,
some end in annulment.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
You're fine.
You're right. So, yeah, any other traditions?
Oh, my God. I think another good one would be at one point during the wedding. Like you have to, like, if you're going to get divorced, you have to get divorced at a wedding. So you have to kill one marriage to make another marriage happen.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like
have to track somebody down to get divorced.
There could only be so many marriages at one time. So marriage has to end.
Well,
yeah.
That. Okay. Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be by divorce. It could be by death too.
What if that's how, you know, you can pass the wedding ring down? What if it's your parents get divorced to let you get married type of thing?
Yeah. Man, it really sucks if you have parents that love each other, huh?
Or you show up to a wedding and you find out that, oh, wait, like we don't have our paperwork in order. We need a wedding marriage to end.
You need a sacrificial marriage. One of your parents no longer gets health insurance. Loses half of their shit.
There'd be a lot less weddings.
I kind of love this idea. Yeah. Well, I mean, don't love it. Like, I'm not married to it.
Don't be so excited. Don't be so excited about it. God. Maybe temper your enthusiasm a little bit.
It also lower the divorce rate.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to find somebody getting married, and nobody wants your energy
around their
marriage.
The divorce rate would stay the same. The marriage rate would just drop to equal the divorce rate.
Yeah, or it'd go up. The divorce rate would go up.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, and then people would be like, oh, you've been married 60 years? You selfish bastards. Just holding on to that too fucking long.
Yeah.
Man, we have some really fucked up ideas about marriage, guys.
I think we just have ideas about marriage.
You're right.
And so statistically, they may or may not line up with what people, everybody else agrees with. Who could say?
I think most of our ideas don't line up exactly.
I thought most of my ideas were good, except the whole divorce marriage.
That's not a great one.
That's not a great one. But like, you got to have both sides of the coin, right? You got to have the yin and the yang.
And I think the dramatic...
The Harrison and the Ford.
I think that having a drama take place, or, you know, it could be a comedy even take place on stage.
Or a dramedy.
Yeah, dramedy, yeah, those are always good.
Just no snuff films.
Maybe not a... You don't want
some Eyes Wide Shut shit.
You don't want a boring drama.
You could have a midsummer thing where you have to kill an old person in order...
I now pronounce you blah, blah, blah. You may commence the orgy.
I mean, in certain circles, that'd be great. Depends on what kind of sex cult you're in.
Yeah, right.
Well, we got any more wedding things? Or
Yeah, I have another one.
Yeah?
Yeah, competing officiants.
All right.
I think you do it twice, and everybody votes to who did it better.
And then what?
It was very American Idol. What?
But and then what, though? You voted.
You make that one fight the goat. All right, let's get out of here. Yeah. Shut up, Lando. Oh, that's the right one.
We're not eating people.
No. We're eating goat. Well, and nobody gets to find out whether they're eating the goat or the... When the person until the end, except the wedding party, because they get to watch. And so everybody's just like really paying attention to that table. Like, are they all eating vegetables or? I mean, that pork goat sounds really good. I don't. God damn, there's too much barbecue sauce on for me.
Oh no, I was last in line for food. I only get some knee meat.
Cartilage.
Well, guys, if you have any questions, comments, or ideas, or have you go ahead and just email at feedback@blindnerstudios.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/blindnerstudios. You follow us on Instagram @blindnerstudios. And Zach, congratulations on your goat.